We'll go with Doug. If you'll look at the announcements this morning, you can see that today is the culmination day of our stewardship education program this year. And during communion, we will have offering plates for you to bring your pledge for 2018 up. We're not thinking that that's going to be part of the regular offering, but that will be a part of our communion and sharing with God. I would like you to note in the bulletin that next Sunday is the last Sunday that we will be collecting for the coat and winter item collection. Those go to Sauk Prairie Schools. If you would like to, and on the back page, if you would like to be part of the Advent study, it's an Adam Hamilton study, Faithful Christmas Through the Eyes of Joseph. And if you'd like to be a part of that, let the office know so that we have enough books for those of you who want to take part in that. If you were in the fellowship hall this morning, you noticed that there were some goodies in there from two different sources. One is some of the baked goods and crafts that were part of the United Methodist Women's annual bazaar, and you can they will be there after worship as well. Yeah, so go ahead.
On behalf of the UMW board, I would like to thank everyone who helped in any way with our holiday bazaar yesterday. It takes a little army of volunteers to make an event like this possible, and it was a very successful day indeed. A final report will be available when all expenses are reported. If you missed the sale yesterday, we would like a second chance to purchase a few more goodies. We will be selling remaining items in the fellowship hall this morning after church. I'd like to thank everyone again for supporting this UMW event and the mission and vision of our group, which is turning faith, hope, and love into action on behalf of women, children, and youth around the world.
There was also some tables set up for the Redbird consignment sale, and they will be out there following worship and then also before and after worship next Sunday. Our November and December Melodies of Compassion program is Redbird, and you will know that for the other Melodies of Compassion through the year, we've had those people come and speak during one of our services during those months. We thought that Redbird, it might be a bit far for them to come, so we brought some of their craft items. So that's going on. Tomorrow morning, the Caring Tree is going to be brought in. They will put the cards on it as they have other years. If you'd like to take a gift or take a card and buy a gift and return it, please do so. That will go on until December 4th. Make note of the movie night. We're going to be showing The Shack on the 15th. So, and that is, everyone is welcome to come to that. I've heard a rumor that there may be some popcorn too. So, and then also the Habitat Build, the outreach team is trying to gather a team together who will go and do some work at the Habitat home that's being built in Lake Delton, and that date will be November 18th, and I believe there's a sign-up sheet in the fellowship hall. I will let you look at the other notices. There's a lot of stuff that's in this bulletin, so I'll invite you to read that yourself. And would you turn, one more thing, you've got the red folders on the inside of the pew. If you would sign your name and pass it down, we appreciate that. Now, would you turn to hymn number 636, Christian People, Raise Your Song. Please stand.
Remain standing, join me in our praise. Come, Holy Spirit, and incline our minds to things that are true and just, things that are pure and blessed, things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
Come, Holy Spirit,
incline your hearts toward you. Remain standing, we'll sing Forward to the Ages in Red Hymnal 555.
Spirit.
Please join me together in our prayer. Open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our minds to comprehend, and our spirit to encounter the revelation you have for us this day. Transform us with the truth of your love and grace, in the name of the one who loved us and gave us his life for us. Amen.
Good morning, boys. How are you today? Are you? Why do you have shorts on? Don't you know it's cold outside? Your dad said you could, huh? All right. Well, that's a good reason. Yeah. Okay, so did you get some mail from the church this week? Okay. Do you know what it was? It was a little card. Well, it had your parents' names on it, but we put one in for you without your name on it, but we thought that they would know which one is yours and which one is theirs. Excuse me, I'm having a little bit of a problem right now. So today, we're going to have Holy Communion. But today is also, we're celebrating All Saints Day. Do you know what that is? Well, let me tell you, you're a saint. Did anyone ever say to you, Trevor, Gareth, you are a saint? No one's ever said that to you, huh? I think these boys need to hear it, don't you? Trevor, Gareth, you are a saint. What does that mean? Does it mean that you're just really, really good boys and you always behave and you never get in trouble? You don't think it means that? You're right, it doesn't. Yeah. No. Paul talked about saints in the Bible, St. Paul. And what he was talking about was those people who are baptized, and you've been baptized, right? Okay? And they're people who are trying their best to live like Jesus lived. Okay? And if we try to live, try to do our best to live like Jesus, what does that mean? How do we live our lives? We try to be good to others? Mm-hmm. We try to be kind, yes? Try what?
Cheerful.
Try to be cheerful, yes.
Helpful.
Helpful.
Kind.
Kind, nice, okay. I think you've got the idea. So if you would do all of those things that you just named, and if we would do all of those things, we would be some pretty good saints. Okay? And so what we do today is we try to remember all the saints. You know, my mom and dad have both died. And I believe my mom and dad are in heaven with God. Okay? So I think that they're saints too. Okay? So what we're going to do today is we're remembering some of those saints who were people who were really important to us, and they have died within the past year, and we believe that they're pretty happy where they are, but we also want to remember the saints, those who have become saints this year as they were baptized, and we've got four people who were baptized this year. Only one baby, three young people. Okay? So that's what we're doing today, is we're celebrating that God loved us so much that God sent Jesus to show us how to live the way God wants us to. And if when we do those things that you guys were talking about this morning, then we're going to be pretty good saints. Would you say a prayer with me? Okay. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
That you love us so much.
That
that you sent Jesus,
so that all who believe in
him will live lives of saints. Amen. Thank you.
Our first reading this morning is from Romans chapter 8, 19 through 28, if you want to follow along. For the creation waits for eager longing for the revealing of the children of God. For the creation was subject to futile, not on its own will, but by the will of the one who subject it in hope. That the creation itself will be set free from its bondage of decay and will obtain the freedom of glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning in labor pains until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inward while we wait for adoption, for redemption of our bodies. For in hope we were saved. Now hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what is seen? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with signs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good, and those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. And now we'll have special music.
Thank you.
Our second reading is from Philippians chapter 4:4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplications that with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, beloved, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, and the good of peace would be with you. Thank you.
We have all had opportunities to make decisions, to choose to do something good for someone else. And whether it's shyness or low self-esteem or stinginess or whatever, we don't take advantage of all of those opportunities. We've missed some of them. And I'm reminded of Jesus, who never missed a chance to encourage those who followed him to take hold of the life that really matters. He was especially concerned about those who were lost or whose hearts were lost, those who were grieving, the lost sheep, the lost coin, the lost son. And when the lost was found, it was reason for great rejoicing. Jesus didn't miss an opportunity to remind us of the life that is offered to us by God. And we know that we come and we're kind of divided, or we have sometimes have split personalities, because there's a voice that tells us, grab all the gusto, look out for number one, satisfy everything that you want because you deserve it. And the other voice says to us that this community is a place of grace. That in this place, we look out for one another. And we can satisfy ourselves by serving others. We've got these two voices within us. We've also got an older voice. I'd like you to think for a minute. Back to your childhood. For some of you, that's not that far. Think back to your childhood, and how was the topic of money approached in the home in which you grew up? I can remember a fair amount of yelling because there wasn't enough of it. And someone, not the person who's yelling, someone made a poor decision about how the money was spent, the little bit of money that was available. And so at least one of the children in that household grew up with anxiety about money. When the topic of money came up, there was this knot that began to grow. And you wouldn't believe it. I know you won't believe it. But when I married, I chose someone with whom I didn't agree about how to spend money. And so there are people who grew up in our household that heard some yelling and screaming about money. I'm guessing that most of us have some anxiety about those green bills or the blue credit card or the coins. We have some anxiety because it's how we grew up. It's what we were given. And some people are shaking their head yes. So I know that I'm not alone. What happened in that is that money became more important than it really is. You know, money is just paper. And if we don't have enough, I understand the emotion that goes with it. And if we have way, way more than we can ever spend, I understand that we don't want to lose that. But as in all things in our lives, God invites us to a right relationship. God invites us to a right relationship with our spouses. God invites us to a right relationship with our children or our parents. God invites us to a right relationship with the necessities of life and the abundance that we have. A right relationship is that we have what we do have because we've been gifted. We've been blessed. And I know that we work hard. I worked hard when I was in seminary, working three jobs. Come on, start the pause. Three jobs just to get through that with only $3,000 debt. Whoa, she did that? Yeah, she did that. But I would not have been able to do that had it not been for my pastor and the local church that really helped me. I would not have been able to do it if God hadn't given me a brain that would be able to focus on those kinds of things. So what I have is a gift. Not that I can be gifted, but that I have a purpose for my life. And every time this morning I have said I or me or my, I could just as easily say you and your. We are gifted. Way back when, there was a group of people who were in Egypt, and they were enslaved there. And God freed them from that slavery. But that's not all God did. God didn't just free them from, God freed them for a purpose. for them to be a light to the nations about what it meant to be a covenant community in covenant with God. Likewise, through Jesus, we are freed from sin and death, but we are freed for the world so that others can know that same freedom. We have been made free. When the stewardship committee began meeting, July or August, we started meeting. We do that every year. Not because we want to have a wonderful stewardship program, just because we have fun together. No, our goal is to do the stewardship, isn't it? Yeah, okay. We began our planning and thinking about when this should be done. And we picked some dates, and we thought about this being the weekend that we had the meal, but we thought, I bet those United Methodist women won't be happy with us if we do that. I think we could probably pick a better weekend to do a congregation meal. And so we did that, just for you guys, you women. And so we thought about today being All Saints Sunday. When we remember those who have died during the past year, and when we celebrate those who have been baptized this year, we don't want to do it part way. We didn't want to do the stewardship part way. And we don't want to do communion part way. The focus for today is that we would be free to take hold of the life that is really life. And we think that those we are remembering today are certainly those who have taken hold of the life that is really life, and that may not have been their choice at that point in their lives, but they live in the glory of God, that they lived their lives in a way so that they can take hold of that life. We want to remember those people. We want to remember what they have been within this congregation or in our lives. As we were looking at All Saints Day, I was just amazed at the few people who are members here died during this past year. That hasn't been that low since Jeff was pastor. But what I was also aware of was that there are people who, in your lives, who are not members here, but are significantly important to you. So in the past, we've invited those with members who have died to come and light a candle. Today, we are inviting you to come and light a candle if there's someone significant who has passed this year, and we want to remember them, and we want to honor them. And we're going to move to that place in the service now. I put this list together based on who we had on our prayer list during the past year. So if I have missed someone who is significant to you, please name them and come and light a candle as well. We always stand in a larger community than those who are around us daily. For those among us who are older, many of the people who shaped our spiritual journey are gone now. But this is the time of year, the time near All Saints' Day, that the church calls us to remember our fathers and mothers in faith. We truly are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, the church and its people across the centuries who have been faithful to God. This is a time of recognizing and honoring the saints who have passed before us into the life which is eternal. We light a candle, and we offer our gratitude for all who have lived among us, for those who have carried the light of Christ in their work and in their play, in their going out and their coming in. The light of Christ continues to shine within them in their eternal life. So, when I speak the name that is on the list, we'll start there. If this is a family member of yours, please come and light the candle. Light a candle. In loving memory of John Anderson, and this is not the John Anderson that was part of the Singing Men of Wisconsin. In memory of Mary Carlo. In memory of Jim Carney. In memory of Bonnie Warren Condit. In memory of Phil D'Alessio. In memory of Robert Dixon. In memory of Louise Fritschler. And what was Mark's brother's name? Gary. Also in memory of Gary Fritschler. Memory of Robert Granger.
In memory of Phyllis Grochan. In memory of Ruth Hayenberger. In memory of Lois Holmes, and this is John Budd's mother. In memory of Otis Hutchins. In memory of Kathy Keene, this is Renee's sister. In memory of Dean Kramer. In memory of David Litcher. In memory of Lewis Nowak. In memory of Paul Schneller. In memory of Ronald Unke and Shirley Dolan. In memory of Arlene Virchow. In memory of Don Wallace. Are there others? A brother, Bill Bickert. Friend Jerome Schenck.
Brother-in-law Russell Schrader.
Brother-in-law Russell Schrader.
Schrimmer.
Schrinner. Brother-in-law, Dale Detman. We have been praying for many months for Kevin Jennings, who is Irene's daughter's father-in-law, and last week his death was imminent, and we played a candle for him. I don't want to move too quickly away from this, because each person who has been named has helped to shape who you are. Some within this congregation, some within congregations other places. For some, death has been a release. For others, death has felt like tragedy. What we are left with is the hope of life that doesn't end, of life that where there is no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain for those people. We acknowledge the ongoing loss, the ongoing heartache for those of us who do remain. God does not leave us alone. in that loss, God is with you. This is also a time of naming and honoring the saints who have begun their journey with us through their baptism into the family of God. We light a candle trusting that God will give courage to continue in faith, wisdom to live as God's people, and a peace that passes understanding. In loving gratitude, we light a candle for Ethan Collins Carney, for Emma Kenyon, for Sarah Kenyon, and for Lucian Martin. Because God has called us to make disciples of all people, proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ, because the saints who preceded us have dedicated themselves and their gifts and goods to sharing with all the good news, because we would be disciples who trust in God's provision, we commit ourselves to following in his steps. I now invite Bruce and Louise to come to the front of the church, and Beth.
As a witness to Christ in our community and our commitment to spiritual growth and service in our hospitality and welcome of all people as God's children, I present this gift for the renovation of the Fellowship Hall and Memorial Lounge to be consecrated to the glory of Almighty God and for service in this church.
In honor of Gordon Davis, and as a witness to Christ in our community and our commitment to spiritual growth and service in hospitality and the welcome of all people as God's children, we consecrate the renovated Galena Street entrance to the glory of Almighty God and for service in this church. We consecrate the honorary gifts to the Concordia Youth Fellowship Program and to the Sunday School Ringers for handbell music, to the glory of Almighty God and for service in this church.
Can you read this?
Dear friends, we present these memorials and gifts given to the church to honor the memory of brothers and sisters in Christ whom we have named. These gifts are given that the ministry and mission of those named will continue.
On behalf of the Board of Trustees, I receive these gifts for the comfort of those who mourn, for strength to those who are tempted, for light to those who seek the way, for the promotion of righteousness and the extension of God's reign, in gratitude for the labors of all who love and serve this church, in loving remembrance of those who have finished their course, in the hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Let us pray together. We, the people of the Concordia United Methodist Church, surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, grateful for our heritage, aware of the sacrifices of our mothers and fathers in the faith, celebrate the human lives and eternal lives of these saints of God. We dedicate ourselves anew to the worship and service of God through Jesus Christ, our Amen. In union with the whole church, we join in prayer to God through Christ. Gracious God, you have shown us the abundant generosity of your love. Redeeming God, you have endowed us all with gifts for use to your praise and glory. Renewing God, you have called us to be your holy people. Bless the church throughout the world, that though we come from different lands, we may love you with the same love and live in the unity which the Holy Spirit brings. God of everlasting life, for your faithful people, life is changed, but not ended by death. Grant peace to those who have died, that they may share in the fullness of Christ's risen life. Amen. I invite the ushers to come forward as we present our tithes and our offerings. Again, someone left this here, and that's fine, but we'd ask that you hold your pledge until you come for Holy Communion. Let us pray together. Bless these gifts, gracious God, and the loving hearts that offer them. May we grow in richness of spirit as we give ourselves to you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let me just lift some prayers for Thanksgiving for Alice Kinchy, that she is home, for Steve Lightheart. This is Irene's brother-in-law who is ill, and forgive me, it wasn't Steve Jennings, it was Kevin Jensen, the family of Kevin Jensen, who has been ill for some time. Zelpha Hooks, I found out yesterday, is at
She broke her hip, and she is now at Greenway Manor in Spring Green. We want to remember her in our prayers. Dave is going to be having cataract surgery this week, and we've had in our prayer Marsha Christensen. Her husband, Eugene, has also been sick, and one of them has been in the Duluth Hospital, and one has been at the Rochester Hospital, so they are in need of prayer. And for the family of Jesse Thomas, her grandma passed away last night, or through the night. So let us pray. Draw us near to your heart, O God. We seek your presence in prayer, but sometimes the words don't come so easily for us. We want to be open to your Spirit, but sometimes our own weaknesses cause us to shut down and pull back from your love. When we feel frightened or alone or confused, it is your Spirit that intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And so we do let go in trust and faith that you know our needs and our desires even before we are able to speak them. We can rest in your presence, knowing that you are present in our daily lives, working to bring forth that which is good and true. This morning we dedicate ourselves again to your purposes, knowing that you are working good in all circumstances. We lift our concerns and our prayers to you. We lift prayers for those whom we have named, who are in need of physical healing. We lift those whom we have named who are in need of healing of the spirit. And we remember those we have named for the healing that they have known. We ask your special presence to be with those who are grieving. We ask your special presence that would bring comfort and hope and assurance. Keep us humble, O God, that we would know that the gifts that we have all are from your unfailing grace. We thank you for the abundant love and grace that you give to us in spite of our weaknesses and our shortcomings. We thank you for the gift of your Son and for the assurance that nothing, nothing can separate us from your love. Your Spirit reaches out to us always, beyond our understanding. We pray this and all that's on our hearts this morning in the name of Jesus. And as he taught us, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The candles remind us this morning that in heaven there is communion at all times, because those people, those spirits, those loved ones are in the presence of God. For those of us who are here, we remember that on the night before he died, Jesus took bread, he gave it to his disciples, he tore the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you." And when the meal was over, he took the cup, and again he gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so we pray, pour out your Holy Spirit on us, O God, and on these gifts of bread and the cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we would go into the world and share the gift that we have been given. Amen. This is a table that God prepares. This is an invitation to all who love God to come and eat and drink and trust that God provides all that you need in this moment and always. It is the tradition of the United Methodist Church that all are invited to come to the table. This morning, we invite you to come, if you're able to, or come and have communion at the rail. If you're able to, you can kneel. If you're not, just please stand. Come and eat and drink. I've got a cup of gluten-free wafers. If you need that, please let me know.